Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. So let's take to the top of Yud Aleph from Aleph. A few lines down, the two dafs, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Imrasa Rishona Mechulu, let's say she saw, it was one of the Arba Nashim Shindai Shaitan, where they only move forward, the Mitame moving forward, but not Mafreya. So let's say she sees for the first time, let's say Basulas Damim, a young girl sees for the very first time, but it was Machmas Onis. It wasn't because of her cycle, anything biological. It was some external factor. Maybe she ate something, maybe she jumped, some type of activity. So that first time is viewed as an Onis. So then the second time she sees, she still is Bitaras Dayashaita. So that's the Gemara quoting from Mishnah. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, let's say it's a situation where Kavta V'Rasa, she jumps and then she sees blood. Kapsa Rasa happens a second time, Kapsa Rasa happens a third time, Kava La Vesa. She now has established a Veset for herself by these three occurrences. So Gemara wants to know exactly what's the Veset that was established here. So Lemai, what type of Veset? She saw and then she jumped, or she jumped rather than she saw. So Elaim, if you're going to tell me the Yamim, because it's a situation that Rashi explains where it was a Sunday. That's at least the example Rashi brings. So Sunday, she jumped and she saw, and then she jumped the next, or a month later, she jumped on that Sunday and she saw, and then the following month, Sunday again, she saw. So the question becomes, is this a vested on consecutive or 30-day cycles, not really 30-day, 28 cycles of Sundays, or did it have to do with the jumping? So Gemara wants to know, Lemai, what's the case? Elam, if you're going to tell me, Elam is based on the days, but that can't be true because there were other Sundays that happened and she didn't jump and there was no dam. So it's not a veset for yamim of Sundays every other month. Ella, it must be lekritos. It must be that the jumping, because whenever she jumped on a Sunday, so that caused a veset. So veset isn't only what we typically call zmanim based on times. It could be every 30 days. It could be every fifth of the month. But it's also based on actions. Actions could also generate a veset of how it affects the body. So that's the Gemara says. So Gemara asks a question based on this idea of kritos, that jumping, it really generates a veset. V'hatani, the Baraita asks the question, kol shetikba'ena machmas onas, any type of woman who establishes a veset based on some onas, such as jumping, which is any way of saying any outside influences, safilu kamapam, and even if it happens many times, lo kava veset. So clearly the Baraita says that machmas onas, again, external factors, do not create a veset. So my love is the Braisa not meant to be understood, low kav of veset, klal, that it can never create a veset. It has to be based on the biological system working, not based on external factors, not based on food or jumping or any other activity. Of course, it's low. When the Braisa says there's no veset for machmas ones, that means low kav of veset liyamim l'chudayu u'l'kfisos l'chudayu. It means that ones cannot create a veset on days alone, and it can't create a veset on kritos alone. But what it can do is va'kava la veset liyamim l'kritos, the combination of the two, of an activity on a particular day, three consecutive times, that combination can create a veset. But it cannot create a machmas kritos alone. Every time the lady jumps, she's going to see down, that doesn't happen. It's only if he jumps on the fifth of every single month, that's what's going to create a veset. Okay. The Gemara says, we know, of course, that this situation of her jumping and seeing on Sundays is not going to establish a veset just on days. It was clearly the jumping that played an incredible factor, what was going on here. So that was obvious. Why is the Braisa telling us, that Yamim L'chudayu are not going to be a veset? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi Kigon de Kafet B'Chabbat Shabbos. So the case where the Gemara is teaching us the following situation. She jumps on a Sunday in the Chabbat Shabbos, the Chazai, she sees them. A month later, kafats b'chabes shabasa, she jumps on a month later Sunday, b'chazah, she sees again. So that's two times on a Sunday. And b'shabes, kafats b'chazah, now Shabbos, she jumps, but doesn't see on the Shabbos, because remember, she's seeing on Sundays. So she jumps on the Shabbos before the following Sunday that she's expected to see. She jumps on Shabbos, she doesn't see anything. U'l'chabes Shabbos, but Sunday, chazah b'lo kfita, she sees on Sunday, but she doesn't jump on Sunday. So what would you think in that case? Now the same, what would you have thought? Igloi milsol mafer. This reveals to us that really the yomahu de kagari melokivtita. The fact that the third Sunday she sees without a jump tells us that the previous times also it was just coincidental that she happened to jump, but that wasn't the cause of the dam. It was every Sunday, every other month, that was really creating the dam nida. Nothing to do with the kritza at all. And the Gemara says, Kamashla, not true. Kavitsa nami de esmol garma, the kvitsa that she did on Shabbos the day before was actually participating in creating the damnita. So how come when she jumped on Shabbos she didn't see? Because you need the zman of Sunday with the combination of the kvitsa, even though the kvitsa was off by 24 hours, it still was close enough to the Sunday to come together, and it was really the combination of a Sunday plus a kvitsa that created this nida. Now, halacha ma'aseh, these are, to my knowledge, are not so not relevant, these factors, these outside external factors. But the one area they say is really halacha ma'aseh, if women are on a pill, they're keeping a cycle for a pill, that would be an example of an external factor that would generate a vesed for a woman. So let's say she takes a birth control pill. And the way her body works is when she starts taking the placebo, so then every 3 days after not taking the pill, that's when it generates the vesa. So that would be a situation of a kvitsa type of action that would then create a vesa.
And according to Gemara, that would be diet shaita from that time?
So according to Gemara, that would be exactly. A woman who has a yesh la vesa, she's only diet shaita. Right. That would be some machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim, whether even a isha shekava vesa is diet shaita or not. That was machlokes actually. Bidosa says she is daishaita, and Chacham say no, even in that case, a woman who's a yesh leveset would really be metami lafreya. So, fine. So then the Gemara says, Lishna Achrina, another version of this discussion goes as follows. Amar Rav Huna, kaf sevirasa, kav leveset. So there are three consecutive times, she jumps and sees, she's established a veset. The yamim v'lo l'kvitzos. So that's only for days, but not for jumping. So what does that mean? We just said she jumped all three consecutive days. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what's the case here?" So Amar Vashi explains, "To kafet bechabes Shabbos v'chazoy," and she jumps on a Sunday and she sees dam. To kafet bechabes Shabbos, so the next month she jumps on a Sunday v'chazoy, she sees again. And then there's some issues with the parentheses in the Gersos here, but let's skip the parentheses. Ulechabes Shabbos, the following month, in the Sunday she jumps on she doesn't jump. But she sees blood, the Chabbos Shabbos the third time, Chazoy below Kvita, she sees without jumping. The Hasam, Iglai Milsa de Yomahu de Kagarm. From the fact that in the third time, she doesn't jump at all, not on a Sunday, not even on the previous Shabbos either, that clearly tells us that it was all about the Yom, not about the Kvita. So that's just a different version of this Gemara. Okay.
Why would she jump if she knows
that? I don't know. That's not why. That's what happened. That's what happened.
She's on the gymnast?
Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah says, even though it says in the Mishnah on the Daf Beis, Dayashaita, that the woman who has a Yeshla Veset, the din is, she's Dayashaita, she's only Mitame, Mikana Laba. But Lema Freya, she's not Mitame. So then, it's Shichalios Bodekas. She still needs to do a Bedika nonetheless, even though it's not going to be Mitame anything, Lema Freya. Why? Gemara explains, except for a Chutz Min Anida, except for a woman who's Anida, she doesn't need to do a Bedika. Because she's seeing Dam Nida, nothing to check. We know she's Tame. And Hayoshevet Adam Tawar, and a woman after the dinim of Yom of a Yoledes, so the halacha is based on the Psukim. Nowadays we don't practice this, but Midiraisa, the way it works is when a woman gives birth to a boy, so she's Tame for 7 days, and then the next 33 days, even if she sees Dam, she's Tawar. That's Dam Tawar. That's a situation where Dam is actually Tawar. And if she gives birth to a girl, so then she's tamei for the first 2 weeks, and then she's tahor for 66 days, even though she sees dam, that's called dam tahor. So the din is, a woman who's sitting on dam tahor, there's no need to do bedika because she's vadei tahor. And a woman who's anida doesn't need to do bedika because she's vadei tamei. So that's those cases. But everyone outside of that, a woman who's not anida, if she has her veset, she has to do a bedika anyways, just to make sure that there's no dam nida there. So Gemara then says, "Umeshameshes beidim," a woman who is meshameshes, one who has tashmish, and she does, she checks before the tashmish, after the tashmish, so she has to check as well. Chutz miyosheves adam tor, except for a woman who is who's seeing dam, but dam tor, she just has given birth, so that dam is tor, so she could check all she wants, but it doesn't make a difference because that dam is tor for the next 33 days and 66 days respectively. And also the besula shadameh torim, and a woman who is a besula. That situation, a woman who's a basula and got married, and the first four nights, we'll see machlokas in a second, but just for now, the first four nights, if she sees dam basulim from tashmish, that's all dam tawar. So those are situations where the two examples where blood could be tawar, you don't need to do a check there, prior to Tashmish or after Tashmish. But everyone else needs to do Tashmish according to the Mishnah. Now, again, we just be clear that all the halachas that we're talking about in the Gemara do not necessarily translate over to halach lamaisa. This is all talking about checking for tyros. Even though the Rambam writes that kol ha bodek yosam and the lashon, but anyone who does more bedikos, the harei the meshubach, the more the better, we assume not. It actually creates more problems, at least bizman hazeh, not to, it creates more issues, so we really discourage doing extra bedikos, certainly when it comes to, the only relevant factor now is the het of the baila. There's no tumah of chuma or taros to speak of bizman hazeh. Okay, so then the Mishnah says further. Pamayim, twice a day, is when the bedikah takes place. She needs to check twice a day. B'shacharis and the b'ner hashmashos in the morning and then towards the evening. And then the Mishnah concludes, u'b'shas she overes l'shamish is besa. Also, when she, whatever finish she was doing, she's preparing for Tashmish. That's also a time she should check as well. That's prior to having Tashmish. And Yisrael Salen, on top of these, the Kohanos, have to add further checks In addition to the regular morning and the regular evening check, and prior to Tashmish, also b'shashen ochlos b'truma, when they're about to sit down to eat truma, that would also require. And Rabbi Huda Omer, he adds one more af b'shah avartan. When they stop eating truma as well, they have to melechol b'truma. They have to check as well. We saw this a few days ago because there might be some leftovers in their face or in the plate that they want to eat. Before you eat that, you have to make sure as well. So this is the Mishnah. A lot going on in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, chutz min anida, we said that a woman who's anida, so she does not need to do a bedika. So the Gemara says, even though she's a woman who's dying shaita, if she sees nida, she doesn't need to check during those days. Tibesoch yimei nida, so lo by bedika, there's no need for a check. Okay. Sanich le Rabbi Shimon, be lakish, it makes sense to reish lakish. Why you don't need to do a bedika, yimei nida. Now yimei nida means that a woman still could be nida, even though she's not actually seeing dam nida. The woman were to see even ketipas chardel, even a small drip of dam, that will render her nida, and she's tamei for all the 7 days and whatever else works. Now our system works differently than it works mina deraisa, but she's according to the Torah, she's tamei 7 days. Now what we do is we have shivna kiyum based on concerns of zava gadola, but either way, there could be a period of time where she's tamei nida, even though she's not seeing dam nida yet. She saw dam nida once, she's now tamei 7 days. So one might think maybe she should check during those days, because why? Because maybe she's going to see dam on day 5 of her tameh, and that might, maybe that should be registered as a yimei vesev. Maybe she's going to establish a new vesev when she sees. So the Gemara says you don't need to check, do a bedika during yimei nida. So this all makes sense. Leishak according to Reish Lakish, damer isha kovas levesev besochim ezivasa, that he holds that if a woman sees dam during yimei ziva, which are the 11 days where she's not expected to see dam nida. So she, but if she does see dam nida, that can now generate a new cycle for her. If she sees 3 times in consecutive months of that day of the week or that day of the month. However, ve'ein isha kavas levesa besochim nidasa. If a woman sees, let's say, on Sunday, blood, now she's in nida, and then she stops seeing, but she's still tummy to the full 7 days. And then she sees, let's say, on Wednesday again, that re on Wednesday doesn't make a difference. It doesn't register at all. A person cannot establish a vesa during her yume nida. So Shafir, this makes sense why we say that the nida doesn't do a bedika. But Ela le Rabbi Yochanan Damar Isha Kavala Vese Kavasas Veses Besochime Nidasa, that a woman can. If she sees blood day one, and then she's tummy 7 days, and then she stops seeing on, let's say, Tuesday, then Wednesday she sees again, even though she's considered tummy still, that will contribute to creating a new Veset. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, rather, so Tibdok Dilma Kavala Veses, she should have to check every single day that she is nida, maybe she's going to establish a new vesed for herself. So Gemara says, Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Ki amina ana, when I said my din, that a woman can establish a vesed during menidasa, it's hecha dechazisa mimaya nisasam. Talking about that situation where a woman saw when the mayan, when the womb was closed. So when it was closed, So then that's when it could establish it, because that was, again, well, the case, if you look at Rashi Mayan Sasam, Rashi, it's 5 wide lines down, Kid Mefarish Aliba Rabbi Yochanan Beshile Perak Benos Kos Kusim, Kigon Dechazai Reishi Yarcha, she sees the beginning of the month. Reishi Yarcha, V'esim V'chamisha, Reishi Yarcha, she sees the Aleph, and then Aleph, and then 25 of the next one, and then Aleph again. So the Havi Ria Basraisa Bimei Nidas. Now the last Rosh Chodesh that she sees is really within the Bimei Nida of her seeing on the 25th of the previous month. Still, even though she saw the day 25, which seemingly interrupted it, since she saw a fourth time on the Rosh Chodesh the following month, that counts. Kidum Afar Shasim explains there, the Amrinan Vesta Beresh Yircha Kava, Vahad the Akim, the Chazari Davim Yisera, Itosebe. That which she saw on the 25th, which is adding on, the Hok, Vavai Kava Mishum, the Chilat Aveset, Hokhach Mayan Sasim, the Gamriya Harona, Hashvina Lake Mayan Sasim, So somehow it was the uterus was closed, and she just happened to have extra blood flowing there, so it came out a little earlier. But still, it, the ratio of the month was really the establishment. Aval, reading in Rashi further, Mimayin pasuach, if it's a mayin, if the uterus is open, the spring, if you will, is open, kigon shariyos harishono shaveset yehei besoch yimei nida, ki masisen. Like our Mishnah, I'm skipping the parentheses, Hilkach, lo boy bedika bimei nidos, shrei niftach mayana. I feel he roas lo tikva, roa lo tikva veset. What's going on here is, that depends whether she stopped seeing in between, or she didn't stop seeing in between. If she, situation in mayim pasuch, the blood was still coming out, so to check doesn't make a difference. We know the dam's there, that's not considered a new veset, that's still continuing from the initial flow of the beginning of the mei nida. Only time that a woman could establish a veset during yimei nida is if she saw. Then she stops seeing, but she still is in the days of the Nida, and then she sees again. That's the case, he says, one can establish a Vesa.
How long is to stop seeing?
I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, Hayushevet al Dam Tawar, a woman who's seeing on Dam Tawar, so she too doesn't need to do Badika, because she's going to see Dam, but the Dam doesn't mean anything, because the Dam Tawar. So Gemara explains, Kasaka Daitek, I would have thought that Mivakeshes, Leishev Adam Torah. It's not referring to one who's actually sitting, but Mivakeshes, she's seeking to sit on Dam Torah. What do you mean she's seeking to sit on Dam Torah? So the way it works is that, Hanich, this all makes sense, the Rav, Damar, there's a Machlokas, how Dam Torah works. So there's one opinion that's all Mayin Echad. That's the same exact source. There's only one source of blood, it's from the uterus. So now sometimes that same Mayin could be Dam Tame, and sometimes it's Dam Torah. But there's another opinion of Levi, which is that there's two mayanos, the two sources of blood. Now, I don't know biologically how this works out, so I'm not familiar with it. I'm not familiar with much about the anatomy. But to my understanding, in science, we don't view it this way, so I don't know how Halach explains this. But whatever that is, there are two mayanos, and there's one that's source of Dam Tameh, and there's another source that's called Dam Tawar. So according to Rav, that holds Mayan Echadu, it's all the same place. It's just certain days we render the blood Tameh, and sometimes we call it Tawar. So if it's Mayan Echadu, so then, HaTorah Timaso, the Torah said this blood during these days are Tameh, and the Torah is Tiraso, the Dam said, the Torah says, but when it happens after a birth, so then the Dam becomes Torah. The same exact Dam, same exact Mayan, same exact everything, the Torah there Sakasas. So Shapur, so this all makes sense, so you don't have to make a, you don't need to do Badika at all, because the Torah says, now you're day 8 of the giving birth to a boy, it's now Torah for 33 days. Whereas day 15 for giving birth to a girl is now Torah for the next 66 days. So the Torah says, no need to check, just follow whatever day you're up to. But El Lelevi Damar Shnei Mayanos, that they're two different Mayanos. So now he needs, the way it works is, how do you know when the blood is changing from Mayan A to Mayan B? There needs to be a period of break, whatever, how long that period is, that'd be, let's say, 12, I don't know what it is, but to 12 hours of stopping. So now once there's a stop of blood, and then blood begins again, so then that tells us now it just changed to a different Mayan. But if there's no stop, if it's continuous, it could go 25, 50, 100 days. If it's all the same, no stoppage of blood, that's going to be all one Mayan. You need there to be a separation. So if you need there to be a separation, according to Levi, you have to know when it stopped. The only way she knows it stopped is if there's a Badika. So she checked day 8, and there's no, if there's still Dam, she checked 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, there's all Dam, we can't change over to Mayan days until we have a separation. So according to Levi, Tibdok, there should be a separation of one who's Mivakesh, one who's looking to sit on Dam Torah. It means looking for Dam Torah, she's waiting for the Dam to change over from Dam Tameh to Dam Torah. But you need to inspect yourself to know when that happens, because it needs to be a hafzik. So Tivdok asks Umar, Duma Kati Lopas, you need to check, because maybe the Mayan Aleph didn't yet stop Hahu Mayan Tameh. So there should be a Badika according to Levi. Even one who's, again, Yosheves al Dam Torah means a Mivakesh, she's seeking out. She's looking for the Dam to change the Dam Torah. So Gemara answers the last line of the Amud Aleph here. Amalach Levi. Levi responds back, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? It's none other than Beis Shammai. The Amar Mayan Echad, who he's one who holds the Mayan Echad. So for Beis Shammai, who holds all one Mayan, so you don't need any stoppage of Dam. It just, the Torah says, day 7, Tamei. Day 8 is now Tahor. And the Gemara says, V'sasam lan tana k'Beis Shammai. We have such a thing that is Stam. We know we always pass like Stam Mishnayos. The Gemara, the Mishnah presents a Mishnah Stam as if no one authored it to really say that everyone holds his way. It's not a Das Yachid. Everyone assumes his way. The Rabbim holds his way. So they are Sasam. They hid who the author was, lest the person think it's only a Das Yachid. We pass in this way. But we never pass like Beis Shammai. So how could the Mishnah say, Sasam la Beis Shammai? They hid the author, and we find out it's Beis Shammai. We pass like Beis Shammai. How could that be? The Gemara says, no, there's a klal we have in Pitzkei Halach and Gemara. Stam, the achar kach machlokesu. This is a case where it's a stam. Here the Mishnah presents it as a one opinion of mine echad only. But later on we're going to see in a couple weeks from now that's really a machlokes. So this is a case where stam in one case, a machlokes afterwards, and whenever there's kol stam, achar kach machlokes, ain halacha kestam, we don't pass like the stam, and therefore we could throw out such a Mishnah, even though it's seemingly presented like Beis Shammai, we don't really pass like Beis Shammai. Gemara says, by saying alternatively, Mikatani Mivakeshes Leshev. Does the Mishnah actually say Mivakeshes? What is looking to become a Dam Torah? It says, no, Yosheves Katani. It's talking about a woman who already established that she's Yosheves Dam Torah. Whether it be for Levi or Rebbe, for Rebbe, either way, she's now sitting Dam Torah. Such a woman who's already seeing Dam Torah. She already did the Bedika before to know that change from Mayan Alf to Mayan Beis. So she's now in the period of Dam Torah. She does not require a Bedika. So Gemara says, Yosheves, if it's talking about a woman who's already sitting during the days of Dam Torah, so Maya Lemer, what's a chiddush? Of course. A woman who's sitting Dam Torah already, she doesn't have to do Badika, because Badika is meaningless. So Maya, the same, what would you have thought? Tivdok, the Dilma Kavala Vesses. Maybe she should check, because maybe she sees Dam during Dam Torah on the whatever of the month, so maybe that's going to contribute to establishing a Vesset. Maybe that's why she should check. Kamash Ralan, the Mayan Torah, the Mayan Tamer Lo Kava. Even though she sees Dam Torah and she checks, that Dam Torah has no impact on Dam Tamei of establishing a Vesset, and therefore there is no need to check for any reason.
What is she checking for?
If there's blood. Just because a woman's Yosheves at Dam Torah doesn't mean she's seeing every single day Dam Torah. If she were to see Dam Torah, she would be Torah.
So how does that cover your Vesset?
If she haven't, so she doesn't, she's not seeing. She's in the 30th day, she doesn't see.
Right.
And then she checks, she saw Dam. Ah, so now there's a new Re'ia. So maybe this Re'ia should count towards a Vesset, establishing that I saw today was the 30th of the month. And if I see the next 30th of the month, and the next 30th of the month. But I said, no, anything that happens during Yosheves Dam Torah is completely irrelevant. The Gemara that says Hanicha makes sense. Levi, Damer Shnei Mayanos. Same, this all makes sense. That the two different Mayanos. So then, so that's why Mayan Beis, which is the Dam Torah source, has no effect to Mayan Aleph, which is the Tamei source. They're completely two different uteruses or two different sources. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why the Dam Torah doesn't affect Dam Tamei in terms of a Kovei Vesa. El Rav, Damer Mayan Echad. He holds it's all the same source. The same Dam, the same cycle, the same everything. It's just that the Torah says, this is Tamei in this day, and this is Tamei in that day. But everything else is exactly the same. So according to Rav, Tivdok Dimma Kavaleh Vesa, you should check every day of Yimei Torah, lest you, perhaps you're going to see blood. Even though that's the case, it's the same exact Mayan and the same exact Dam, it's just that one's called Tamei, one's Tahor. Still, Mimei Tara, Limei Tuma Lo Kav. He agrees that still, during the days of Tahor, that will not affect the days of Tamei, and you cannot establish a Vesset according to both opinions. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Meshamesh is Be'idim, when a woman has Tashmish, she needs to check prior to the Tashmish, and again after Tashmish, with the exception of one who's sitting on Dam Tawar, and one who's seeing Besula's Dameha, a woman who's a Besula, who sees Dam, that Dam is Tawar as well. It's not Hassan, the Mishnah tells us, this is much later on in the Sechta, Daf Tamech Dalid, the Mishnah says, Tinokos Shelohigi Zmanon Zmanon Liros. A young girl who hasn't reached the age to, she's expected to see yet. She's, let's say, 10 years old. Venisais, and she gets married. Beishami Omim Nosala Arbelelos. So, the first 4 nights that she sees Dam, so we assume that Dam came from the Dam Basulam. It's for, because she's too young to see Dam Nida, but a young girl still has a Basulam. So for 4 days, we assume it's Dam Basulam and she's not Tamer. If she sees more than 4 nights, they're ready the 5th night, she sees Dam again, that's we're going to assume is Dam Nida. No, she could see continuously Dam, and we're going to always assume that Dam comes from the Dam Basulam until we see that it got better, which means there was some period of time where she had Tashmish and it did not generate dam besulim, so then we say, oh, clearly the makkah has been fixed, and then the next time she sees dam would be damida. But if every single time there's tashmish, there's also dam as a response, as a reaction, so that will be considered dam besulim and tahor according to Beis Hillel. There is no threshold for Beis Hillel. So where I want to understand a little bit further here, Amar Rav Gida, Amar Shmuel. Lo Shana, this is only true that Beis Hillel says it's forever. The dam besulim is forever so long as the tashmish creates dam. We always assume it's dam besulim until we see some healing of the dam besulim. Except Lo Shana, this is only true Ela Shilo Paska Machmas Tashmish. It's only true if there's never time where the dam didn't come because of tashmish. Meaning what? That if every time there's tashmish there's dam, then we always assume that it's dam besulim. But if there's a time there is tashmish, and then there is no dam, so then moving forward, any dam we see would be dam nida. So Rasa Shalom Achmas Tashmish. She didn't see because of Tashmish. About Pascha, Machmas Tashmish. If there's a time where it stopped, where there is Tashmish and there's no dam, then Rasa, then she sees the next time after a break, then even Beis Hillel would agree to Tmeya. That's what it means to have a separation of Tichaya Makkah. The Makkah became healed. Let's say Avar Laila Achas Below Tashmish. Let's say, also not only that, but let's say a night goes by and there was no Tashmish. Again, so there's, that's, I don't know, let's say the first week, they had Tashmish each night, and she saw Dam each time, and then the eighth night, they didn't have Tashmish, and then Rasa, and then she sees Dam, not because of Tashmish, they didn't have Tashmish, but she saw Dam anyways, so that would be Tmei as well, because that's a situation where there was Dam without there being a Tashmish. And Nishana Mara Damim Shalom, but let's say also the color of the blood changed as well, that's also an indicator of Tmei. I mean, even though there was no time where there was tashmish without dam. Every time there's tashmish, there's dam. But the shade, the color of the dam change, that's another indicator that it's no longer dam besulim, it's dam nida. So Gemara, so there are a few instances, again, how even Beis Hillel would agree that dam besulim can transform into dam nida. Again, either if there was a tashmish without dam, or there's dam without tashmish, or the dam had changed colors. Those are three instances for Beis Hillel. So ask the Gemara, Maisiv Rabbi Yonah. The Yonah challenges this and says, "Ubesula shedameh tahorin amai." So one of the examples of women who don't have to do a bedika is just like we said, a woman who's yosheves bedam tawar, she doesn't need to do a bedika because the dam she sees is tawar anyways, and she can't establish a veset during yimei yoledes. So too we said a besula who is dameh tahorin, where she's still in the first few nights according to Beis Shammai, or for Beis Hillel until she's tichayim makim, she doesn't need to do a bedika. So Gemara says, "Why not? Amai?" Tishamish b'idim, she should still check before the tashmish. The dilma nishana mara dam and shalom. Maybe the dam changed colors and she has to be aware of what's going on. And therefore she has to check to make sure the dam didn't change colors. Why isn't there a bidika? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ema Reisha, look at the Reisha. The Reisha says that all the women have to check every morning and night, except chutz min ani deva yosheves adam tawar, who do l'abadika. They don't need a bedika of abasula, but the implication from the Reisha is only Anita and Yosheves Adam Torah don't require bedika. Of abasula shedameh Torah and boy bedika. The implication is that they do require a bedika adam basula shedameh Torah. Ela kashin hadadei. So there's theory in the Mishnah. So the Reisha Mishnah only says Anita and Yosheves Adam Torah don't require bedika. The end of the Mishnah says a basula shedameh Torah doesn't require bedika. So which one is it? So Gemara says Ela. And kind of must be two different cases. The Seifa that says that the Dam Besula Shedameh Tehorim does not require Bedika, it's a situation where Sheshimsha, a situation where there was ready the Tashmish ready, and therefore even if the Dam were to change color, it doesn't make a difference because the Ema Shamish Acharon, you could say from the Aver Tashmish, from the Tashmish, whatever, from the Aver, the way it's explained, or perhaps even from the Shechazara, something had changed, altered the color, and therefore checking won't make a difference. So when there was already Tashmish, so then there's no need to check, because there's no way to know what caused the change of color. But Khan here in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah, where there was no Tashmish, so then Shaloshimsha, where there's no Tashmish today, so then there is a requirement of a Dam, and there's nothing to attribute the change of color to anything other than it changing from Dam to Sulam and Damnida, and therefore Bedika would be required in that case when there was no Tashmish that day. So Gemara brings the Brisa to support this. Tani Nami Hachi, Bamed Devar Mamun, when is this all true? Shalpaska Machmas Tashmish, only when she didn't stop seeing from Tashmish. And Rasha Shalom Machmas Tashmish, and then she saw without there being a Tashmish, so then we assume that's not Tamit. But let's say she stops seeing from Tashvish, meaning that Tashvish one night and there's no Dam anymore. So then moving forward, Rasa, then she sees the next day, then that's Tameya. Or Avar Laila Achas, but let's say a night went by below Tashvish, there was no Tashvish and she saw Rasa, Tameya, that's Tameya as well. And Nishana Mara Damim Shila, or if the shade of the Dam changes as well, that's another indicator of Tameya, exactly what we said above, we find in this Brisa. The Gemara now quotes further, Pamaim Hitzricha, sometimes, twice a day rather, she needs to do Bedika, Beshachwit, Uba Arvis. So Amr Behuda Mashmua, Lo Shano Elo Taros. It is only true that she needs to check twice a day for the purposes of Taharos. About Lebala, with regards to her heter to her husband, so then Mutaris, she's able to have Tashish without there being a Bedika at all.
It's a woman
who, a regular woman who needs to check herself, not a Nida, not a and now the Yeshua's Dam, a regular woman. So the Gemara says, Chita, of course, Shachwas Tanan, of course we're saying this is only talking about Taros. Because we know that Aser Tav, Tashmish, in the Boker, the Gemara talks that when it's daylight, you can't have Tashmish. The Gemara talks about exceptions of shades or clothes. But either way, typically, Shachwas is not a time for Tashmish. So from the very fact that the Gemara, Misha says, you check Shachwas and Ma'arvis, clearly we're not talking about Labaila, we're talking about Taros only. So what does Rav Yehuda Amashmuel have to tell me? Ah, there's only by Taros, but by Baila you don't need this. We know by Baila, because it's not Shayach Labaila B'Shachris. So Eli Itamar, if you're going to say the Din of Shmuel, when he says it's talking about the Taros, it's Asefa Itamar, and the Seifa. So what do you mean the Seifa? Seifa is U'B'Shashi Overes, the Shamish is Besa. So when she's preparing herself for Tashmish, not talking about the checking of Shachris Arvis every single day. It's in addition to Shachris and Arvis, prior to Tashmish, she has to do a check. So that din, Amr Yehuda Mishmuel, Lo Shano Ela B'Shisha, Asuka B'Taros, Demigo D'Bai B'Dika L'Taros, Bai B'Dika L'Bailam. So there's a special din here, that the Chacham made a Tekan that she has to check when she's being Osik B'Taros. So the din is that she has to check after the Tashmish. So we only made such a Gzeira that she has to check afterwards if she's also Osek and Taros. By Bedika Nami Labaila, so also since we're requiring a Bedika after the Tashmish, because she might be Osek and Taros, we require a Bedika before the Tashmish as well, just to go hand in hand. Aval, a woman who's Eino Asuka B'Taros, she's not having, there's no Taros in her house, lo by Bedika, there's no need for Bedika afterwards, because there's no Taros to eat, and therefore there's no Bedika before the Tashmish either. And that's what the comment of Shmuel is going on. So my Kamashlam with the Chiddush here. Tanina, we have in the Mishnah, Kol Anashim Becheska Taros Lebaleim. What's a chiddush? We're saying that if a woman's going to be with her husband, there's no need to do a check, because we always assume status quo that she's Tahor. If she, we already know she went to the mikvah, so we assume Tahor unless something told us otherwise that makes us change our mind. So what's a chiddush here? That when it comes to the Baal, she doesn't need to do a check? We know, the Mishnah says, Kol Anashim Becheska Taros Lebaleim. So Gemara says no. Imi Masisim, have we had the Mishnah alone that every woman, Kol Anashim, Becheskas Tarav Lebalim, that's only true, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, Be'isha Sheyesh Leveset, where a woman has a set time, so until that day of the month comes, so then she's completely put in mud, there's no need to check anything. Aval Isha Sheyin Leveset, a woman who doesn't have a set cycle, maybe by Bedika, maybe she does require Bedika. So V'ha Masisa, and therefore to teach me from this statement that no, even a woman who doesn't have a Veset, we assume she's Becheskas Tara to her husband, and there's no need for Bedika. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha Masisin, isn't our Mishnah talking about a case of B'isha Sheish Leveset? Askin, this Mishnah that we're talking about right now, which we're trying to say that's telling us that you don't need a Bedika even for a woman who does have a Veset, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is a Veset, it says in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, Masnisin, our Mishnah here is talking about Bein Sheish Leveset, Bein Sheish Leveset. Our Mishnah is talking about all type of women. Whether women have set cycles, whether women don't have set cycles, that's the subject of our Mishnah. And Mishnah tells me, Hakamashalan, the Afa Gav, the Eshla Veset, even though she does have a Veset, I would have thought maybe she doesn't require Bedika, even the Gabitaros, because she has such a strong Veset. So, Migo Debai Bedika Lataros, Bai Bedika Nami Debaila. So even though a woman who has a Veset, the din is that she really shouldn't have to check for her husband, but once we required her to check for Taros purposes, we said you have to check also for your husband as well, if you're Osik with Taros, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But in a Chanami, Bein Sheish Levesha, Bein Sheish Yesh Levesha, Veset, Bein Sheein La Veset, the din is that she would not have to check if there's no Taros. If there's no Taros, it's just Hetel Abayla, we assume Kocha, Kocha Nashim, Becheskas Taros Ninu. V'ha Amr Shmuel Chadazim, the din Shmuel already said this once before, Dama Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yimya Amar Shmuel Isha Shein Leveset Asur LaShamesh Ad SheTivdok. So you can't have Tashrish if she has no Veset. She can't have Tashrish until she checks. Mar says no. That's only true. O Kimna Ba'asuka B'Taros. It's only a woman who's going to have Taros after the Tashrish does she have to check before Tashrish. But if she's not planning on being Osik and Taros, she doesn't have to check before Tashrish. So we have another statement in Shmuel's name that you don't need Bedika prior to Hetzel Levayla. So we have two statements in Shmuel saying the same thing. The Gemara says, Chada Michal Chaver Titmar. So really Gemara says, one was explicitly said by Shmuel, and one was not explicitly said, one was just something we deduced from a different statement he had said, but he didn't repeat that statement twice. He said A, clearly, he said it's Aser, rather you don't need to check before a Tashrish, and he made another statement, and they just learned from that, they inferred from that statement that, oh, the underlying point is that Kol HaNashim B'Cheskes Taros Nina. So it's not repeated really, it's just two points that really work with each other. And the Gemara concludes, and we'll finish the Braisa with this, the Daf rather with this, Tanya Nami Hachi, that B'Med Dvar Ramu, when is it all true? That a woman needs a Bedika only L'Taros. Aval L'Baila Mutares. She's mutter even without a Bedika. B'Med Dvar Ramu, when is this true? That she's mutter without the Bedika, She'enicha B'Cheskes Torah, when they last saw each other, the understanding was she was Torah. Aval Henicha B'Cheskes Temea, if when he left, he traveled, she was Tamei, so then L'Yolam Hi Tumasa, she's always Tamei, Ad She'tomerlo, until he actually says, she actually tells him, Tahor Ani, and she has to actually articulate this. This is actually brought down in Halacha, that when a woman is Nida, and she goes to the mikveh and she comes back, she must articulate and say, I'm Tahor Ani. There's a discussion from what I recall, the Aruch HaShulchan said, let's say she does certain actions that clearly indicate she is Tahor, is that sufficient? She touches, whatever it is, she does something that with her chakos, she does her chakos, which are normally usher, she starts passing something, is that considered a good enough indicator that she's tahor? But clearly the best the chachil is to articulate that tahora on you. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tonight.